In today's news headlines, the reality of the global coronavirus pandemic has hit the United States full force. And across the country, communities are implementing so-called social distancing measures as President Donald Trump declares a national emergency. Trump is invoking the Stafford Act, which apparently allows Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, to coordinate disaster responses. His emergency declaration also enables him to access $40 billion of funds allocated by Congress. The move came after leading healthcare groups, including the American Hospital Association and the American Nurses Association, publicly called for an emergency declaration. Meanwhile, the state of Louisiana has become the first to postpone its primary election, which was set to take place on April 4th. Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio are supposed to be voting in primaries on Tuesday, March 17th. And as of this recording, those primaries are still on. The next presidential debate, featuring the top two frontrunners, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, is still scheduled for this Sunday, but has been moved from Phoenix, Arizona to Washington, D.C. Both the candidates' campaigns have moved to the digital realm, asking their staffers to telecommute. Trump on Friday announced that his administration has awarded $1.3 million to two companies to speed up the development of virus testing kits. Trump explained on Twitter that, quote, the changes have been made and testing will soon happen on a very large scale basis. All red tape has been cut, ready to go. But he slammed his own government's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, which has taken the lead in the fight against infections. Trump said the CDC has, quote, always been inadequate and slow for a large-scale pandemic. The number of tests being conducted across the country is incredibly low, with states testing fewer than 100 people a day, and the CDC testing only 77 over the entire week. Meanwhile, on Thursday, California Representative Katie Porter, at a hearing, challenged CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield to use his authority to make virus testing free to all Americans, doing the math in full view.
Operationalize it.
Dr. Redfield, you don't need to do any work to operationalize. You need to make a commitment to the American people so they come in to get tested. You can operationalize the payment structure tomorrow.
I think you're an excellent questioner, so my answer is yes.
Excellent. Everybody in America hear that. You are eligible to go get tested for coronavirus and have that covered regardless of insurance.
That's California Democrat Katie Porter eliciting a public commitment by the CDC director to make all coronavirus testing free to Americans using his authority in a medical emergency. As of Friday morning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the White House were reportedly nearing an agreement on a bill to tackle the impact of the coronavirus. The Associated Press explained that, quote, central to that effort is free testing for the virus and guaranteed sick pay for workers who are taking time away from jobs, along with an infusion of dollars to handle unemployment benefits and boost food programs for children, families, and seniors. The bill will be an aid package that complements the $8.3 billion bill passed earlier to deal with the virus. New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez made an unusual appearance on Fox News to urge Congress to pass the bill.
And so what we need to do is act swiftly to not just concentrate on solutions for Wall Street, but we need to provide relief for working Americans, Americans who are living off of tips, who are getting laid off, whose shifts are being canceled all of a sudden. And we need to make sure that we act very quickly. And that's why I think it's imperative that we pass the bill that's been presented today, which includes...
That's Democratic representative from New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Fox News. President Trump has been urging a payroll tax cut as a way to provide relief to Americans. But of course, cutting taxes will reduce revenues needed for social safety net programs. He has also refused to allow states to use Medicaid funds to respond to the coronavirus, and separately from the bill being decided, has moved ahead with planned cuts of food stamps, despite the clear expectation that more Americans will be relying on food stamps with coronavirus-related layoffs. On Thursday, the Federal Reserve injected $1.5 trillion to make available short-term loans to Wall Street lenders in an effort to stabilize the economy. Stocks swung wildly up and down. The Fed is also expected to reduce interest rates to zero next week. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham said there were no plans for President Trump to personally be tested for the coronavirus after news emerged earlier this week that he was directly exposed to a Brazilian official who tested positive for the virus. The official was pictured in photos standing right next to Trump during a visit from Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro that took place at Trump's Florida resort. Two GOP lawmakers who were at the resort have decided to self-quarantine for 2 weeks, Senators Lindsey Graham and Rick Scott. And now news has emerged that Trump's advisor and daughter, Ivanka, and Attorney General William Barr met with an Australian official a week ago who has just tested positive for the coronavirus. In Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's wife, Sophie, has tested positive for the disease. Across the U.S., schools are closing, including in the states of West Virginia, Michigan, New Mexico, and Oregon, as well as Washington, D.C. Schools in Ohio and Maryland closed earlier in the week. In Ohio, the Health Department Director, Amy Acton, estimated that 1% of the population of the state may have already been infected. That's more than 100,000 people, a far higher estimate than any other state so far. In California, Los Angeles, and San Diego's school districts have announced school closures, and Governor Gavin Newsom issued an order on Thursday allowing the state to take over hotels and other facilities to house potential coronavirus patients if and when needed. The entertainment industry has come to a standstill, with NBC Universal and ViacomCBS halting production in response to the outbreak. Disney has announced the shutting down of its theme parks in California and Florida, and New York's Broadway theaters have canceled shows. College basketball has been suspended, as have sporting events by Major League Soccer, the National Hockey League, and the Masters Golf Tournament. The Boston Marathon has also been postponed until September. In other news, a 19-year-old pregnant woman from Guatemala died this week after climbing the U.S. border from Mexico near El Paso, Texas. The young woman, named Miriam Stephanie Giron Luna, fell while climbing the wall and died later from her injuries. Although health workers tried to deliver her baby, they were unsuccessful. Chelsea Manning has finally been released from prison. The former Army private turned whistleblower had survived yet another suicide attempt earlier this week. A judge on Thursday ruled that she did not need to remain in prison. Manning had been re-incarcerated after refusing to testify against WikiLeaks. The judge said Ms. Manning's appearance before the grand jury is no longer needed. Her detention no longer serves any coercive purpose. According to the Washington Post, Manning is still liable for $256,000 in fines levied by the judge for her refusal to testify. And finally, the U.S., amidst its coronavirus crisis, launched airstrikes on Iraq this week, killing 5 members of Iraq's security forces and 1 civilian. The strikes were apparently in retaliation for the killings of 2 American troops and a member of the coalition forces, the Iran-backed Iraqi militia that is thought to be responsible and was apparently targeted by the U.S. airstrikes has vowed to hit back. And that does it for our headlines today.